So we at the BPP don't try to sound or be like anything that we're not. It's part of our charm. It's who we are. But that does not stop us from growing as people, expanding our horizons. To this end, we bring you today's BPP Sports Roundup. And I'll be honest with you, I paid a little more attention to the Obama-Clinton contest in Wyoming over the weekend than I did to the Duke-UNC contest in North Carolina. But plenty was going on out there in the sports universe, and you need to know. So we've brought in Peter Schrager of Fox Sports here to catch you up in case your head was somewhere else this weekend. Hey, Peter.
Hey, great to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Let's start with college basketball. We mentioned UNC Duke. UNC did what they do when they're number one. They marched in and they beat the Blue Devils on their home court. But it's down to the wire for teams trying to make it to the tournament at all, right? The NCAA
Yeah, this is
tournament.
March Madness. This is the time that everyone talks about as March Madness. And basically, for the NCAA tournament, 65 teams get in. 31 of those teams are automatic because they are conference winners. So Cornell, for instance, they won the Ivy League. So they're automatically in. But there are 34 spots that teams who did not get automatic bids are now fighting for. And there's a lot of teams that are, quote unquote, on the bubble.
Okay.
And these 34 teams are all playing to get those spots. And I'd say there's 10 to 20 that are going to be fighting for the final, 10 spots. And that's where it gets really interesting right now.
What were the biggest surprises over the weekend?
There are some big wins. Syracuse had a big win on there. They played Marquette. West Virginia had a big win over St. John's. And then there were some big losses. A team like Florida, who won the last two national championships, might not make it. They lost this weekend. They lost their third straight game. So a lot of on-the-bubble teams having some surprises as we go.
Okay, we'll stay with that story. This is when offices are all abuzz with, like,
yeah, this is office water
betting.
Cooler time. And, Doris from accounting comes out of nowhere, wins the pool, and everyone's just thrilled for her. And everyone else is just gritting their teeth. But, yeah, this is the time.
That's going to be me this year, people. It's going to be me. Okay, let's look at the professionals. Pro basketball, the Knicks.
Yeah.
Can we talk about them? They're having a hard time, huh?
Yeah, they lost their sixth straight game this week, and they were winning for much part of the game to the Portland Trailblazers, but they lost in overtime. And it's their sixth straight loss, and they are 32 games behind the first-place Boston Celtics, and another year with no playoffs for the New York professional basketball team.
What's going on there?
You got to point to the head guy. It's Isaiah Thomas. He's the general manager and the coach. If you looked at any other Fortune 500 type of company, and your head guy is wasting company money, I mean, he's signed some terrible players over the last couple of years, never has success. Has been in a very public sexual harassment lawsuit.
Ah, yes, that.
And has fought with fans, fought with the media. You'd probably think that CEO/president would be given a slap on the wrist, maybe even fired. This guy's been cruising all along for 5 years now. So it's one of the great mysteries of the sports world. How does Isaiah still have a job? And it's almost, if you put in any other company, it'd be like a Larry the Cable Guy movie or something, and Larry the Cable Guy would save the day at the end. But there's really no saving the day at the end here. Isaiah is a lost cause.
This is so sad for me because I remember him. He had this kind of great rep, right? The Detroit Pistons.
Yeah,
he was like
Detroit
this nice
Pistons.
Guy.
Good guy. Everyone loved him. Great. Just a champion, a winner. And they bring him into the New York, and it's been just one disaster after another. And the fans really detest him. I mean, they chant outside, fire Isaiah. It is an ugly scene. And, New York is like the home of basketball. You want them to be good, and they just have not been good for 5 years. And everyone points to Isaiah.
Okay, so while the Knicks keep losing, the Houston Rockets
nice.
Winning.
Yes, 18 straight wins for the Houston Rockets. They are now in third place in the Western Conference, and they were not in the playoff hunt at all come January. They haven't lost since January. And they're doing all this without their star player, Yao Ming, who was injured a couple weeks
Big
ago.
Big center.
Big center from China. Great player. All-star player. He leaves, and the team almost gets better. And it's a great story because there's one player, Tracy McGrady, who's probably a 30-year-old guy, been in the league 10 years. And when he first came in, he was supposed to be like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, but he's never won a playoff series in his career. Now their star, Yao Ming, goes down, and Tracy McGrady's taking his game to the next level.
He's stepping up.
He's elevated. He stepped it up.
Interesting.
It's
good for you, Terry.
Very impressive. Good for Terry or Tracy. Whoever it is, that's fine.
Shoot. Famous baseball player. Baseball player! I did it again. Let's move on quickly. The Phoenix Suns managed to beat the San Antonio Spurs yesterday, but their record not so great since acquiring Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, their general manager, Steve Kerr, put his name on the line here and his job on the line possibly by bringing in Shaquille O'Neal, who I'm sure you've heard of. He was great in the 90s.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Good in the early part of this century, but his last couple years, he hasn't been the same player he was. He's kind of older now. He's kind of brittle. And they bring him in for a lot of money, and they trade a really good player to get him, Sean Marion. And the Suns have not done so well since he came on board, and there's a lot of heat, but they won a big game last night against against the San Antonio Spurs, so everyone's pretty happy right now.
Do they bring him in because he can increase ticket sales?
You know, ticket sales probably isn't a problem in Phoenix. They brought him in because for years they were getting beat inside. Bigger guys were scoring a lot on them in the playoffs, so they have these great regular seasons, but they lose when it mattered. So they thought Shaquille O'Neal would be the answer, and you know, it hasn't been proven that he's not yet. We'll see what happens, but there's been a lot of criticism for the trade.
Okay, so no football being played right now, but teams are gearing up for the draft, right? So
yes.
Taking a look at who they're going to pick. First, tell us about this time of year. We had the NFL Scouting Combine a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And now something called Pro Days?
Yeah, the NFL Scouting Combine is one of the weirdest events in sports. Basically, they bring in about 350 college football players. They put them in, you know, tight shorts and tank tops, and they just...
Ooh.
They just inspect them inch by inch for every single, you know, possible measurement, and they have them do these little tests, and there's no football being played, but a guy is running 40 yards, and you've got 150-year-old scouts with their jaws dropped on the floor on how fast he can run. And it's just fair. It's like a meat market. It's really a weird situation, but the tenth of a second in that 40-yard dash or one question wrong in this psychological test called the Wunderlich test can make...
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's questions. It's like the old SATs, but IQ test that they got to score on. It's crazy.
They have to take IQ tests?
They go through IQ tests, psychological tests. They go through a whole battery of tests. And it's really interesting. And the scouts...
Well, you cannot be a dummy, right? You have to understand plays and strategy.
You've got to see it when it just happens. You've got to be able to react. You've got to know it. It's a lot of instinct, a lot of smarts.
See, dumb jocks, misnomer.
No, yeah. So that was the combine. That was, you know, a couple weeks ago. And then now there's pro days, which is still the same kind of creepy thing with the scouts watching the kids. And it's a little weird. But there's, you know, so Ohio State had their scout day or their pro day this weekend. And 50 scouts came out in the, you know, foot of snow in Cleveland to come watch us, or Columbus, to come watch these guys run. And one guy, Vernon Gulston, who, you know, coming into the draft is probably, you know, at the end of the college season, top 20 pick.
Ohio State.
He's a defensive end. He's 270 pounds. Holy. And he run 40 yards in 4.5 seconds. And it's a lot. I don't know how it defies physics. It does. And he jumped 42 inches, his 42-inch vertical. So a lot of numbers being tossed around here, but that is superhuman. And right now he went from being a top 20 pick to probably being a top 2 or 3 pick. And in the long, you know, the grand scheme of things, that's going to make him, you know, $40 million right there. So just a tenth of a second. That's all that matters.
Amazing. Good for you, Vernon.
Yeah, good for Vernon.
I want to talk about Marion Jones.
Yeah.
Marion Jones entered federal prison in Texas on Friday to begin a 6-month term for admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Doesn't she know that professional athletes don't have to go to jail for this?
All right. Shouldn't they be just completely...
Why is she the only one who's there?
Well, Marion's case, she had a check fraud situation where that's where it kind of came in. And
check fraud. It's always check fraud
always
or tax fraud or something.
Darn check fraud. Yeah. So that was kind of situation there. But yeah, while Marion Jones is 6 months in real jail, doing 6 months real time, Jose Canseco, who's also admitted, you know, to doing steroids, and he has no check fraud problems, was signing autographs at the Freehold Raceway Mall in Freehold, New Jersey.
Wow.
So just a different world there. Steroids, it's a wild thing.
Well, sir, you've been very helpful to me and the rest of our listening audience. Peter Schrager of Fox Sports, thanks so much. I hope you come back.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.